Good afternoon. A warm front continues to push through interior New York and New England on this Monday and is situated roughly along the I-90 corridor. Along and north of this front, mostly cloudy skies and showers will be likely through the afternoon, maybe just a few pockets of sleet and some freezing rain in the deeper mountain valleys where temperatures will struggle in the 30s today. Otherwise, most locations in the northern half of New York and New England will reach into the middle and upper 40s for daytime highs. South of this front, a very nice day in progress with a blend of sunshine and some clouds, and it will be dry through the afternoon. And with a southerly breeze behind the front, temperatures will surge into the lower to mid 50s for daytime highs. Temperatures will stay relatively mild tonight and generally in the middle and upper 30s with a few more rain showers passing through as a cold front swings by. On Tuesday, a wave of low pressure from the Ohio Valley will move into the region. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, and there's a better chance of a steadier rain or more frequent showers across the area as highs reach into the upper 40s. More showers around on Tuesday night and on Wednesday as well, as a final wave of low pressure passes by. A few snow showers are possible on Wednesday evening on the tail end of this system as temperatures reach into the mid-40s by Wednesday afternoon. It'll be somewhat cooler on the backside of this system with highs in the lower 40s on Thursday with partly sunny skies. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a deeper storm which will develop in the Gulf of Mexico and work its way up the eastern seaboard. Just how close this low tracks to the coast and combines with a storm diving into the Great Lakes will determine our weather for Friday and into the weekend. Right now, it looks like a decent chance of some rain and snow, especially in New England, but perhaps for interior New York as well on Friday, with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and on the backside of this system will dry out for Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low is forecast to track south along the California coast, then pivot eastward through northern Mexico for the beginning of the week. A front will move into the southwest, spreading precipitation with it. Some snow is expected to continue for higher elevations, with additional totals reaching over 6 inches in the Sierra and the Central Rockies. Meanwhile, moisture from the Pacific and the Gulf of Mexico will combine to produce rain and thunderstorms across the lower to mid Mississippi Valley ahead of another cold front. There is a chance of localized strong thunderstorms and flooding in these areas. As the upper low pivots, it'll provide lift for increasing precipitation in the southern high plains on Tuesday. Severe weather is forecast along with the potential for flash flooding in these areas, with a slight risk of severe weather in parts of Texas, as indicated by the Storm Prediction Center. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, mid-50s, Boston, partly sunny and breezy, near 50, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low, 21. The record high, 65, set in 1991, and the record low, 4 below zero, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:47 p.m., 11 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers tonight in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy skies with increasing sunshine later this afternoon for a time and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Cloudy again tonight with showers around and lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Partly sunny and breezy today with the risk of a shower and highs around 50. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy today with the risk of a shower and highs right around 50. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, good chance of rain, otherwise cloudy with highs in the upper 40s, a few leftover rain and snow showers Wednesday in the mid-40s, partly sunny Thursday in the lower 40s, a chance of rain and snow on Friday, right around 40, and partly sunny Saturday and Sunday, upper 30s on Saturday and lower 40s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.